This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Sometimes technology has a hold on me, but we've worked around it. We're talking about the show Bluey, and I was just saying that I watched an episode on the weekend. I absolutely loved it, and some new research is showing that Bluey is the number one show parents like to co-watch with their children, and we want to find out why. Well, Associate Professor Liam Burke is Swinburne University's Cinema and Screen Studies Coordinator. Liam, have we got you?
Yes, you do.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Liam, are you a fan of Bluey?
I love Bluey. Bluey is not just my favourite kids show, but probably one of my favourite TV shows.
It's interesting. There was some speculation around last week, and I think still over the weekend, that the latest episode could be the last. Has that speculation been cleared up? What's the status there?
Yes, that has been resolved, much to the relief of parents and children across Australia. So the previous episode finished on a cliffhanger, which is unusual for Bluey, with a sign, the sign of the title, being outside the famous family home, that Queenslander home in Brisbane, and the house was up for sale. And there was concerns that this extra long episode that was upcoming was actually going to be a bit more definitive, and that the show was coming to something of a conclusion. Those concerns, but spoiler alert, proved to not be founded. They're going to remain in their iconic Queenslander home. But yes, parents were concerned, and children to a lesser extent.
I watched, I haven't watched that particular episode, but I did watch an episode on Saturday. It was a much shorter episode, and it was still to do with selling of the family home, and I'm assuming that it was sort of in lead up to the other episode, and they had all these, you know, there was ghost basket walking around the floor and things like that. And I loved it. I was addicted to it. And I thought I must watch the next show, but I thought I'll wait until I've spoken to you first. What is it about Bluey that makes it so popular?
Well, we've spoken to 750 parents over the past couple of years about shows that their kids like and shows they like to watch with their children. And head and shoulders above every other show was Bluey. This is the number one show for their youngest kid, their oldest kid, and the show parents most like to watch with their children to co-view. And there are three key reasons. Firstly, it's very relatable. It's a relatable family dynamic. Secondly, it's unambiguously Australian. From, you know, turns of phrase to adventures they have, you know, the Bluey home going up for sale on Domain, for instance. Mm. And also, it is a very funny show, but the humour is kind of almost, you know, it's a bit risque by international standards. It's kind of a larrick and sensibility. There are certain jokes about pooping horses that don't make it when the show is rebroadcast in the UK or the US.
Just on that, I mean, on it being Australian, you mentioned it's broadcast in the UK and US. Is that the only countries overseas, or is it in other countries as well?
Oh, it's now a truly a global phenomenon.
Wow.
So it was co-produced by Ludo Studios in Brisbane with the BBC selling it worldwide, and they sold it to Disney, and Disney put it on their global streaming service, Disney Plus, where it is the number one show in many territories around the world. For instance, last year in the US, it was the second most streamed show per minute after Suits, you know, that kind of adult show. And you have to remember, Bluey episodes are 7 minutes long. And these are being measured in minutes watched. So an average episode of Suits is 45 minutes. An average episode of Bluey is only 7 minutes. And yet, second most streamed show in the United States last year.
Maybe that's why I really enjoyed it on the weekend, because it was so short. Like, my attention was on it, and it was great. I loved it. I was giggling away to it. I thought the ideas of, you know, a laundry basket being turned into a ghost was just something that I would never have thought of. It was very, very entertaining. Is it? What's the ABC's involvement in it? Like, do they make a lot of money out of it?
The ABC does not make so much money, perhaps, as one might expect. I mean, it's been a huge ratings boon. It is the number one show on iView by some margin. And so it's a true ratings phenomenon for the ABC. But the kind of global sales and the global merchandising, a lot of that comes back to BBC and Ludo. So it's really very much, you know, the public service broadcaster, taxpayer funding, we're paying for this wonderful show, which has really kind of enlivened the children's lineup on the ABC at a time when we have much less kids content than we used to due to changing of quotas and things like that.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Liam Burke, Swinburne Cinema and Screen Studies Coordinator, about the popularity of the ABC TV program Bluey. Let's talk about the recent episode. I mean, why was it so special?
Well, there's a number of reasons. Firstly, Bluey, as we've discussed, is only 7 minutes long, usually. But this was going to be a supersized episode running for 28 minutes. And so that was kind of creating a certain kind of excitement. What would a longer episode of Bluey be like? Could it be sustained over that longer duration? And we found out that the episode was going to be about a family wedding. So their uncle, Uncle Rad, who's kind of their cool uncle who, you know, kind of works in mining out west, is going to marry a family friend of theirs, Frisky. So this has kind of been built up across past seasons. And there are a number of other storylines that were going to kind of converge in this particular episode. So it almost has this kind of, you know, you might compare it to, say, the famous weddings and something like, you know, Kylie and Jason in the in classic era Neighbours, in the sense that it was kind of a culmination of lots of things. And the kind of the sense was like, okay, well, this is going to be a jam-packed, supersized episode. And much of that is about, can Bluey be sustained over longer formats? Because, of course, the expectation is, given its kind of global appeal and success, will we get Bluey the movie in the future? Mm-hmm. And based on the kind of, you know, enthusiasm and critical acclaim for this episode, which is like 9.9 on IMDb, you would imagine that a Bluey movie cannot be too far away.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, the humour can, I suppose, push a few little boundaries, particularly with some of the overseas viewers. Does Bluey overall, does it, like, send a good message to the kids that are watching it?
Absolutely. I mean, Bluey is celebrated by parents, teachers, and education specialists alike, because it really foregrounds the importance of play. In the past, you know, kids' TV would have been, you know, Daddy Pig from Peppa Pig, who is a sort of Homer Simpson-esque figure. Mm. Bandish is the dad in Bluey. While he has lots of fun, he's a very involved dad. He's not an idiot. He might be a larrikin, but he's definitely not an idiot. Actively involved in the upbringing of his kids, actively involved in housework, and he also really celebrates imaginative play. So everything from Mom and Dad, where the parents are exhausted, so they collapse on the couch and the kids climb up them like they're Everest, or playing out the back where they have, you know, like a kids-only oasis. It really is kind of this celebrating the importance of imaginative play with children. And the show hit at a very sweet spot. The second season, or third season, came out around the time of the pandemic, where people were locked down. And a lot of parents were posting online how the Bluey episodes were kind of a lifeline, but the ideas that Bluey gave to struggling parents to entertain children when they were, you know, cooped up inside was really what was kind of was the added value that Bluey brought that you're not going to get from Paw Patrol or Peppa Pig.
It sounds like Bluey is exactly what the world needs at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, coming Sunday morning after, you know, what was a particularly tough weekend here in Australia, I think there was a sense that this is something kind of we can be universally celebratory about, something that is also a voice perhaps of the, you know, cultural cringe we've seen in the past. It's gone overseas. It hasn't really had to diminish its Australianness. Quite the contrary, its unique Australian identity is something that audiences right around the globe have really gravitated towards. Bluey is now included alongside iconic animated characters like SpongeBob SquarePants in the Macy's parade on Thanksgiving, giant inflatable Bluey, mentioned in top-rated US sitcoms like Abbott Elementary. This is not something we've seen before, even with the success of Wiggles or Bananas and Pajamas. This is a whole nother level. And I think that's something that Australians are, you know, quietly proud of.
Liam, we review a movie or a TV series every Tuesday with Susie Rong, who's based in Sydney, and it's one of our most popular episodes here or segments here on Joy Drive. You know what? My challenge, I'm going to challenge Susie that one day we get to review an episode of Bluey. I reckon that'd be fun.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many classic episodes. You could probably fit a few in. If I was going to suggest some to your listeners who might not be familiar with the show, one that is really popular is Sleepy Time, which has beautiful animation, beautiful music, and is a favorite. Also, Baby Race is one that really kind of tugs on the heartstrings, which is about the importance, you know, Bluey's mother struggling to kind of keep up with the other parents and realizing that you don't have to be perfect. It's kind of a, you know, universal message.
What's that one called? Baby
A baby race.
Racing
with the other mothers in the mothers group, for instance.
Oh, lovely.
So it has two meanings. You know, it works very well as a Colvian favorite because there's something for the parents and there's, you know, lots of humor for the kids.
You know what, Liam? I'm going to get my favorite ice cream. I'm watching both episodes tonight. Can't wait.
That'll be time well spent.
Thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
No problem. Take care.
Thank you, Associate Professor Liam Burke, Swinburne Cinema and Screen Studies Coordinator.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.